Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for calling Roadside Assistance. This is Jemiah. How can I help you today?
Oh, okay, Rosa. Okay, yes. I want to get a tow.
Alrighty. Did you call in today?
I called in a couple of times on yesterday. My name
Alrighty.
is Lucretia. You spell it LucreTiA. Last name Parker, Parker.
Okay. You called in yesterday to try to have. You called yesterday to see if your policy, you called yesterday to have services done or something like that, but then your policy wasn't able to be found.
Yeah, you see the notes, and they put a lot in. They should have put some notes in there.
Yes,
So I
I do
have
see
my,
that.
did they put, yeah, did they put down the policy number, or you need it again?
We have a policy number here. Just give me one moment. Let me see. Policy number ANCL44590.
Yes, that's it.
I'm going to start with gathering some information from you here. Let's see. Are you calling from a safe location?
I am. I'm calling from my home, so I would need the car towed to. It's about 12 or 15 minutes away from me, where the car is. So.
Okay, I just want to verify your callback numbers. Your callback number for your services
678.
today.
678-334-6772.
Alrighty, and you would like to receive text message updates regarding your vehicle?
That's fine. Yes.
Okay, and your telephone number is here, 678-3. Going to try this first. Already, I did pull your policy up here. Can you please verify your address on your policy?
205 Hampton Crossing, Norcross, Georgia, 30093.
Already, I did have that information here. And what vehicle are you calling in regarding to?
The two, red Honda Accord, 2-door red Honda Accord.
Already, and what year is that car?
07, 2007.
And you said it's a red vehicle, the color?
2-door, yes, 2-door red Honda Accord. Correct.
Just give me one moment, please. And what's the situation of the vehicle for the tow?
So I have we need it towed to the 205, but it's at the parking lot of the at this address, the Publix parking lot, which is about 15 minutes away from me, but I would need it towed at 205. So the address,
I would
the
need to know
address
the
where
reason. I would need to know the reason why the car is where it's located.
it
What's wrong
wouldn't
with the
start.
vehicle?
Yeah, it wouldn't start it. I'm not sure if it's battery or what. I'm not sure. It would start up but cut off. Start off but cut off, you know. Not sure what's going on.
Sounds like the alternator.
Yes, a possibility it could be. I had two people to jump me, but the one guy said he didn't think it was that because I other things going on. I don't know till I get it here. I wish I could know, because I would have had. It's just so frustrating with that car. It's just so it cut off on me there. And the address is 375 Rockbridge Road, Lilburn, Georgia, 30047. That's the address where it's at now. It's in the parking lot of Publix grocery store.
You said 375 Rockbridge Road?
Northwest, yes. So 375 Rockbridge Road, NW, which is Northwest, Lilburn, Georgia, 30047. That's where it's at now, in the parking lot of the Publix. And it's a Publix supermarket.
Zip code
300-4747.
Alrighty.
And it's a two-door red Honda.
Will your vehicle shift out of park? Is your vehicle?
It's in park.
I'm asking you, does your vehicle shift out of park?
Yes, it does.
Is your vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
It's a all-wheel drive. It's a. What do you mean? I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. What do you mean by? Is it an automatic or a stick? Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking, does your vehicle use the four all wheels to drive, or is it a four wheel drive, or is it a front wheel drive? Does it use just the front wheels to drive, or all the wheels? Usually SUVs and trucks use all wheel drive. Most of the standard vehicles are a front wheel drive.
Four wheel, okay. Well, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, it's a coupe. I don't know what. I've never really.
Will the keys be on scene with you?
It will not. It would be with me. The keys are with me. They're not at the vehicle. The vehicle's there, and I'm here, the 205 address, and I have the keys with me. The vehicle's locked, and it's parked there.
Yes. With this tow, you will need to be on scene with the keys and the vehicle. If not, then the keys and the doors will need to be unlocked if you're not on scene with the vehicle.
Okay.
So that is the process for the tow.
Yeah, I asked that lady that. I asked her, will I need to be there? Will I need to be on the thing? So that means my neighbor's not here.
Like the vehicle,
yeah, I'm going to have to get there. I'm going to have to get up there because I'm like 15 minutes away. It's not walking distance, but I'm not far. I asked the lady that before. I talked to several people before you, and I asked her, I said, the vehicle's there, but it's locked. It's there, and I have my key. She said, oh, that shouldn't be a problem. They can still tow it. I was asking her, would they still be able to tow it? And she said, yes. Because it's parked, it's not back, it's backed in, it's not pulled forward, if that makes sense. So in other words, they can get to the hood part. Like the hood part is sticking out and the tail end is backed in.
Are you able to take the keys to the car? Because they are going to need them.
I'm able. I'm able. I have to get up there. Will they be able to? Is it a such thing? Can they come in? Can they? I know that's an extra step that you would have to ask the driver. Would they be able to come and get me since I'm like 12 minutes away and then we go up there? I would have to ride back in the vehicle with them So that would be another thing I would ask you. If I got dropped off there, I would ask them, because I've gotten a tow from you guys before, and they did it for me. They asked that question, the guy. I just hopped in the front seat.
Yeah, it just depends on
the
towing company. But the rides are not guaranteed,
yeah.
But it does depend on the towing company. So what you're saying is you need a ride there and back with the tow truck driver?
Yeah, I could, yes, I would need to get, because they can come get me, and then I can go there. In other words, they come get me. I would say I'm probably about 12 minutes away from the address, but I'm at home. So if they can come and get me, and then we go there, and then, you know.
They're not able to do so, so you will have to make arrangements for your own transportation. I know that you are able to drive with the driver, possibly able to drive with the driver to the location, but I don't think they're able to come pick you up then go there.
So I'm able to come back with the driver when he gets my vehicle. I'm able to ride back with them if I can just get up there. Is that what you're saying?
Just saying that basically, like, I mean, the driver wouldn't be going back to your house. That's the only thing. Unless that's what.
Well, that's the car. No. What I'm asking you, ma'am, is if I can get up there, the vehicle's up there. If I can get up there, I can meet the driver up there. He has to bring it back here to my house.
Okay,
anyway.
That's all I'm making sure.
So
he has to bring it back there. Then, yes, you can ride with the driver if that's okay with the driver. So I have to confirm that with the driver first, which will be the next
thing
for me to call the provider, ask them those type of questions like that just to confirm with them that's okay, and then I will reach out to you letting you know if that's okay or not.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so, I can get there. I can just get up there, and then I'll just, I can get there, and then I'll just, if I can just confirm that I can get ride back with him to the address, that's fine. So I can get there. Yeah. I'm not sure if, do you know how long that the driver, because now it's all about timing, so I would have to get a ride up there. So is it?
I will call you back when I let you know about the ride and things like that. Like if you're able to drive with the driver, I will let you know the ETA as well.
Okay, so yeah, because I might have to get a ride up there, a lift. So it's all about the timing now. I just have to see where I, you know, if I get a lift ride up there to go up there to meet, to be able to be there when he's there. I don't want him waiting. I'd rather wait for a little while, but I don't want the driver waiting.
Right.
Okay, so you're going to call me back, you say?
As of right now, I'm importing notes here on your account, just stating that you'll be on scene with the keys. Ride would to driver.
Yes, right.
address of where the vehicle will be picked up from will be from, let's see here, 375 Rockbridge Road.
Yeah, 375 Rockbridge Road, Northwest, Lilburn, Georgia, 30047.
Ready?
The driver have my phone number? Ma'am?
You said, will the driver have your phone number?
Yeah, be able to contact me, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so when you let me know, I would just have to get a ride there, a Lyft ride. So I won't do that until you let me know, like the ETA or whatever.
Right. I'll be calling you with the ETA in a few minutes. Let's see. I just want to go ahead and confirm this address here. I'm in Georgia.
And just to let them know that I will need a ride. Back, you know, coming back to the destination.
Right. Gotcha. Okay, that address, just put in your home address at 205.
Yeah, that's 205 Hampton Crossing, Norcross,
right.
Georgia.
I'm going to be calling the provider, so I'm going to give you a phone call back within 5 to 10 minutes. So I'll be going ahead and calling the provider to let them know exactly where your vehicle is located, and I'll be calling you back with the ETA and confirmation of the towing company that will be towing your vehicle.
Okay.
Yes, just give
me
one moment. I'll be giving you a call back in about 5 to 10 minutes. Thank you so much for calling. Yes, thank you so much for calling Roadside Assistance. You're very welcome for your help today. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
That's all.
Alrighty, I'll be calling you back. The number that I'll be calling you back from would be 678-334-6772.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure that that's the right number to call you back on.
That's the correct number. Uh-huh.
All righty. Perfect. Yeah. I'll be calling you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.